This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, yeah, I think it was good for us. Good for us to see a defense that does a lot of things. They got us a few times, but we got them, so it's good for us to, see that and, experience, new defense and kind of very different from Washington and very different from our defense.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI, taking you up until 2 o'clock. We got a lot scheduled this hour, although I'm not sure the timing on all of it. We're still TBD on exactly when Mike Vrabel's talking.
Yeah, there might be some overlap.
It'll be later on this hour. Nice. If it's closer to 12:30, you'll hear Kiefer Madness at 12:45. If he's closer to 12:45, then maybe Kiefer Madness will slide into the 1 o'clock hour.
Very flexible.
Very flexible, very fluid, but stay tuned for all of it here on Jones and Keefe. We will get to all of it here today with your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll go on the clock momentarily, give you 60 seconds each on everything to know about preseason game number 2, the Pats and the Vikings coming your way on Saturday. But Keefe, they had joint practice number 1 yesterday. They're going to get on the field here shortly out in Minnesota. It was a roller coaster day by all accounts. Some ups, some downs. What was your read on yesterday's joint practice?
First off, did have a little bit of FOMO. I think you mentioned this. After being at the Washington practice,
yes,
and like seeing it firsthand, and sort of there's a lot going on, but like there were certain things that you saw and you're like, this is my interpretation of this. You don't need to rely on the reporting of so many others.
Yeah.
So that's tough because normally, we come in on a Monday. We talk about the game on Sunday that everyone has seen. Like, you saw it, I saw it. We might see it differently, but we've all seen the game. Whereas this is a little bit different. I saw a couple highlight clips, but then I had to really rely on Phil Perry, Doug Kide were two that jumped out that had a lot of the reporting, but there were others there as well. So based on that and sort of what I could gather, it was a classic day for the offense where could have been better, could have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
When there were plays to be made, Drake May made plays, but unfortunately the offensive line was not very good and gave up 6 sacks. But there were big plays made down the field to Mac Hollins. Pop Douglas seemed to have a pretty good day. Travion Henderson once again had a really good day with no Ramondre Stevenson out there. So I look at it as if you had to pick win or loss for the offense, it was a win. Now it didn't come without some issues, and I'm sure for Vrabel plenty of things to work on. So that's how I view the offense. And then by all accounts, the defense had a great day. The defense was picking off JJ McCarthy. They were getting in the backfield for some recorded sacks. It just seemed to be pretty comfortable, pretty confident. So I would say we've had 2 joint practice days for the Patriots so far, and they've gotten the better of both teams they've faced, who are really, really good teams.
Yeah, right. Commanders, 12-win team in the NFC title game last year. Vikings were 14-3, and they should both be playoff teams again, I think. I mean, we haven't gone through our full predictions yet. We'll do that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I guess it's going to depend on J.J. McCarthy.
Well, it's fair.
Yeah.
And so, but you're right. The defense dominated yesterday.
Yeah.
That Doug Kide had a great account on the defense yesterday for the Boston Herald. If you just peruse around with some of the Vikings writers, I think it's uniform. I mean, the Patriots defense dominated that Vikings offense yesterday. The reporting's more mixed on offense for the Pats because the offensive line was bad, and the offensive line struggled by all accounts. But I consider yesterday a win for the offense based on my standards going into the week. We said on Monday, Keith, it's a huge week for Drake May. I didn't say it was a huge week for the whole offense or a huge week for the offensive line or Diggs or the coaching staff or the defense or anybody. I said for Drake May, this is a huge week. You're facing the Brian Flores defense. It's not just the scheme you're facing, but their personnel. It had seemed to trend downward a little bit after the preseason game, where he looked okay in two series. One bad turnover, rushing touchdown mixed in there. The offense moved it on both possessions. So I thought he looked okay in the preseason game. As you said, he had a good joint practice last week against the Commanders, which we were there for, until he threw a pick late. But then they had a couple of bad practices. Vrabel got on him early in the week for not knowing how to line up and not being effective. And I just didn't want that to snowball. And I wanted to build some momentum going into the regular season, you know, just to feel better about the way it's going. And I think May, when he had time yesterday, and this is the overall takeaway from Phil Perry and Greg Bedard and Andrew Callahan and everyone else, when he had time, he made plays.
Yeah.
He didn't turn it over. There were no picks. He made big plays down the field. Hollins, Travion Henderson are the two specific ones that I saw highlighted. And so I think that's a good day overall for Drake May, which I think is what I wanted to see this week. So he's got to do it again today. I'd like to see some of it in what I expect to be an extended run in the preseason game this weekend. I think he'll probably play somewhere around a half in that game. So I need to see more of it, but I think yesterday sounded like overall a pretty good day. The Vikings are going to be a good team, and it sounds like they gave them quite a bit to handle, and the Vikings gave them a bit to handle as well, but it seemed competitive. And let's face it, a year ago they weren't competitive in this scenario. They didn't belong on the same field as the Philadelphia Eagles. They belong on the field with a team in the NFC title game a year ago, last week, in the Commanders. And now a 14-win team in the Vikings. I think it was largely a good day.
Yeah, I think if you base it off reports, too, from their last practice in New England before they flew out to Minnesota, where Vrabel decided to dial up the Minnesota defense against this Patriots first-team offense, and it sounded real bad. It was like 4-10, and it was just it was a mess. Plenty of sacks. And so you're wondering, all right, what's this going to look like against the number ones for Minnesota, or however many ones were going for them? What's it going to look like? So the fact that they were able to make plays still, and some of those receivers, and Travion Henderson continuing his really good camp, and who knows with Ramondre Stevenson too, like, I don't know, there's still time before the first season, but anybody who's banged up now, you know, McCourty, there's no guaranteed.
McCourty had an interesting answer on him today, and I don't know if he's had a chance to talk to any coaches or anything since Stevenson got hurt ostensibly in the game on Friday. He hasn't practiced again since. But McCourty's like, yeah, the guys that just aren't out there at all, like separating it from Diggs, who's like a part-time participant.
Managed. Even Carlton Davis is like managed.
Another one,
but
good
he's
one.
There.
Moses, like all those guys are there. They're not full participants, but they're there. He's like, the guys you don't even see are the guys I worried about.
That's a good read on
and
it.
And so even McCourty didn't quite shoot down any fears about Ramondre.
But at least, so again, arrow pointing up on Henderson, arrow pointing up on Drake May, arrow pointing up on Mac Hollins, Pop Douglas. It's just the O-line, which we also knew. Nobody's like, oh, the O-line's fixed. The O-line's all set. I think the five starters have sort of emerged throughout camp, some of it by default. Like, that backup group is not great.
No.
Cole Strange, for example, is a guy that maybe should be, based on draft pedigree, he should be factoring in more, but he really isn't. You know, Ben Brown was getting some reps. I don't know about yesterday, but when Bradbury was down throughout camp here in Foxborough, you saw him a little bit. But, I mean, they have maybe two tackles on the whole team.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, they got Onwenu, who's like the one guaranteed starter, it feels like. Well, I mean, Campbell's a guaranteed starter, but you know what I'm saying? Like, one guaranteed know-what-you-have-in-him starter.
Yeah, one starter you feel good about.
So, like,
by the way, after the preseason game, I've started to go to the other side and feel pretty good about Campbell. I got to see it this weekend.
Yeah, no, I feel better about him. I just think it's going to be one of those things where it's the worst position group on the team for a reason. So it would have been way too optimistic to be like, they're going to go out there and stonewall Minnesota and Drake May is going to have all the time in the world. Like, no, they're going to have their issues. It's just, all right, when you get to the game, are you going to be able to really learn from this? And maybe we'll look back on it and be like, these were really great practices against Minnesota. They learned how to deal with like a really good front seven and a team that's really creative on defense. And maybe that helps them. It should help them.
Speaking of that creativity, Drake May was asked yesterday about Brian Flores and his defense because it was a rough go for the offensive line yesterday. Here's Drake May on the Vikings defense.
Yeah, I think the guys at times, you know, up there up front, I think I can help them out and be more demonstrative about where I want to send them and where I want them to go. But, you know, really, I think, you know, we blocked it up when, you know, we got it right. And I think there's times where, you know, they're going to get us. You know, that's what he does. He tries to create kind of chaos, and I think that's good for us to see and know. And sometimes at the line, you may not know, hey, is this guy coming, or they're just bluffing that. So it's good for us to see it, and I think it's great for us to learn from.
Okay. Hey, what's that, like a rodeo?
What's going on back there?
Some hollering.
Yeah.
Y'all! Rounding up.
Never really getting after somebody back there.
Or something like that.
All right.
See it, and I think it's great for us to learn from.
This guy's just hitting the sled, just pushing the sled around. That's what you have to do. You have to bark at him. If you're like the D-line coach, you got to stand on that thing.
Like
you got to really.
Dog training.
Yeah, it might be.
Bunch of German shepherds out there getting screamed at.
They're really after him.
So as good as I feel like the day went for the Patriots yesterday, that doesn't mean it was like a slam dunk. Yeah. I just think it was a net win for the Pats. The O-line, by all accounts, was a disaster. Can they protect Drake May?
Well, I don't know how well they can protect him. I would say not great as of right now. I think they're all better. We went over this a little bit yesterday. All better in the run game. So I have a little bit more faith that Henderson, Stevenson, if he's out there, Gibson, might have more room to run than May will have time to pass is part of how I kind of view that.
Yeah.
But I do like how May talks about what he can do better, because that's sort of like next level quarterback play that not all of them can do. So it's ridiculous to compare anybody to Tom Brady, but do you think Tom Brady always had great offensive lines, or do you think he sort of could tell those guys, you know, what he needed to get picked up, but also got rid of the ball so quick and like knew when a play wasn't there, knew when a play was there. So you can kind of make up for the fact that you don't have Jonathan Ogden at left tackle and all these Hall of Famers on the line. You can only do so much, right? I'm not saying like you can overcome for like five trash bags in front of you, but I don't think he necessarily has that. So if he also starts to kind of go to that next level, that'll make everybody's job a lot easier.
Well, and I think it's twofold. I think it's that. It's the high-level quarterback play, which maybe he's showing some signs of at least understanding what he needs to do to get there. I also think we've talked a lot about his leadership or lack thereof. If he's a comfortable leader, if Vrabel has to push him to do it, I'll give him credit for a comment like that. The O-line can't block for him, and they hang him out to dry, and he could easily turn around and say, whatever, he could throw them under the bus if he wanted to, and he didn't. What he said was, well, yeah, I got to get him in a position where they can block it up better, and I got to tell them where to go and get more out of them, and I'll give him credit for that. You know, maybe you're starting to see some of those signs of Vrabel and his impact and drawing more leadership out of Drake May. So there's our thoughts on joint practice number one. You can discuss at 617-779-7937. All your feedback there. Mike Vrabel on the way later on this hour. We'll get you a Kiefer Madness as well. But it's Thursday, Keith. It's a little after high noon. Figure we'll go on the clock and preview preseason game number two. Pats and Vikings will take 60 seconds each. I think you got first ups here if you want it.
All right.
So let's throw Keith on the clock for 60 seconds.
All right. It's preseason game number two against the Vikings. I'm actually going to start with a defensive take, which I normally don't do with this year's Patriots team, but I am very anti-J.J. McCarthy. This has been one of my big takes since going back to last year's draft. I don't think he's very good. I think he got overdrafted. So I'm really looking for the Patriots defense to dominate J.J. McCarthy and make me look smart. So that's the first thing I'm looking for on Saturday. Second thing, offensive line, really bad practice for him on Wednesday. Are they going to improve? Are they going to look a little bit better? Specifically, Will Campbell. I think it's always going to be about the number four overall pick when we're talking about preseason reps, plus the guy lining up right next to him in Jared Wilson. How do we feel after game two with those two guys? Did they learn from their mistake in the first preseason game? How does Drake May look? I expect him to go much deeper than just two series, maybe even two full quarters. Is he able to not turn the ball over? And do we get any wide receiver play? They were very quiet in preseason game number one until Chisholm in the second half. So does Pop Douglas or Matt Collins or this battle between Chisholm and Javon Baker show itself in the game on Saturday?
Okay, 60 seconds on the second preseason game. Pats and Vikings. Look, defense is, I mean, they had their way with J.J. McCarthy yesterday. We got the joint practice today. But yeah, maybe a little more interested on that side of the football than last week, for instance, against, who was it again? Sam Hartman?
Yeah, he's not good.
And all the Commander's scrubs?
Yeah.
Like, this is J.J.
Yeah, I'd like
McCarthy
to see a few more guys.
Talent.
Yeah.
Probably a better
Jordan
way.
Jordan Addison, maybe Hawkinson?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, he was on the field yesterday. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to play in the game, but he was on the field yesterday. No Jefferson. We do know that.
I think that's fine, though. Like, no Jefferson, no Gonzo. It's like, all right, you guys cancel each other out. Everybody else.
It's a good game, though, to gauge what the defense can do. So fair point there. All right, Nick, why don't we put me on the clock? All right, everything you need to know about the Pats and Vikings in just 60 seconds. Preseason game number two. Pats won their first game 48-14 over the Commanders. Minnesota, beat the Texans 20-10. They're both 1-0. So, Keefe, something's got to give. Drake May, very turnover prone in his career thus far. He had a fumble in the first preseason game. Minnesota forced an NFL-high 33 turnovers last year. So, again, something's got to give. Travion Henderson, 70-yard touchdown in the first joint practice, 100-yard kick return. He's been electric. It's a player to highlight. We're not sure Steph Diggs, Carlton Davis, Morgan Moses, Hunter Henry, or Ramondre Stevenson suit up. We know Christian Gonzalez and Kendrick Bourne won't. Lots of Pats Vikings connections for this one. Steph Diggs, couple of 1,000-yard seasons before he forced his way out. Kevin O'Connell was a Pats third-round pick before he was a scrubby backup to Tom Brady. Brian Flores, 4 Super Bowls, some unwanted texts from Bill Belichick. He's been blackballed from the league. Game lines. I like Minnesota plus 2.5. I'm taking the under, 38.5.
Oh, you're going under.
Well, you told me last week, Keith.
The overs have been hitting, so they adjusted.
Vegas is going to adjust, exactly. Yeah. So that was actually stolen from Rich. How are the Patriots favored by 2.5 in this game?
Maybe they know the Vikings aren't going to play their guys. There's something.
I don't understand preseason lines, but the Patriots are favored in Minnesota.
Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
Well, I think it's a sucker's bet to take the Patriots minus 2.5.
Yeah, no bet.
No bet. No, I am betting. I'm betting Minnesota plus 2.5.
You are?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's why I just told you.
Scared.
And the under.
You're betting on J.J. McCarthy? I can't do it.
Well,
I can't do it.
I'm betting on half a game from J.J. McCarthy and then Viking scrubs to take over in the second half.
They can lose by two.
Yeah, I mean, is it as simple as that? Maybe they know Minnesota's not going to play all their guys. True.
It must be something like that, although it does seem like...
Or is it as simple as it's Drake May and J.J. McCarthy?
I think Vegas has a hard time picking these lines, though. Like they clearly did with the totals.
They didn't do well week one.
They were smoked in the totals. If everybody took the over, you would have made a small fortune. But maybe even these lines, it's got to be confusing. You don't know what these teams are going to do. How are you prepared for, who do they even have? Oh, so Sam Hartman was the backup for the, I think Sam Howell is the backup for Minnesota. So you're going to get a lot of Sam Howell.
That's Drake May's buddy.
Brett Rippon.
Is he in Minnesota?
Sam Howell's in Minnesota. So's Josh McCown. You hear Drake talking about.
I did hear that.
Yeah, this guy McCown.
His high school coach or whatever, or high school assistant coach.
Yeah, I think
he
assistant coach, and he played with both of McCown's kids in high school. Small world.
A lot of small world out there.
An,
that was an oversight on my Pats Vikings connection there.
Put that in there.
In your preview. So that's everything you need to know about Pats and Vikings. 60 seconds each from myself and Keith. We go on the clock every Thursday at high noon. Check that out if you missed it on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've been hearing that you push too much.
Yeah,
I've been hearing that you're trying to perform more than be smart about what to do here.
I heard that too, man. We'll
this
see,
is Scoop
man.
City. You know, I'm getting all
everybody, scoops. Everybody's excited, man. I'm just like taking it day by day.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Is it hard, because I feel for you because you obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when you got, I'm sure you're on a timeline, right? Where you got to hit certain marks to make sure you feel good. But overall, you feel like you're moving it.
I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see, man. It looks like we just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a chance, but you just got to get through camp, right?
100%.
That's the goal as the team right now.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We each gave you 60 seconds on everything to know for Pats and Vikings preseason game number 2. If you missed any of that, keep an eye out on social media at Jones and Keith, Twitter and Instagram. Also on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. That was Steph Diggs with Diana Rossini. And I want to be clear, Keith. I think yesterday was a good day for the Pats. You know, small g. It wasn't a great day. It wasn't a home run day. But
no, they had their issues.
I think it's another joint practice that they won. They did it last week against the Commanders. They won a preseason game in the middle of it. Another good joint practice. I think for those of us who feel like the Patriots are going to take a step forward this year, I have them for 9 wins. You have them for 10 wins. We both have them in the playoffs. I think you look at the way they practiced against good teams, and these are the things we put the most stock in. I feel pretty good about that. So, okay, that's my feeling on it. Put it aside. I didn't love the offensive line yesterday. How could you? They couldn't block hardly anything. I also don't love some of the warning signs here with Steph Diggs. And some of it is that they've managed him a little bit more as we've gone along, which maybe should be understood. Some of it is the answer he gave.
Yeah, it's very strange.
A little bit of it is the Todd Downing comment we talked about yesterday, where it's like, is he getting the offense? But really, most of it for me is after the first couple of days of training camp, he started to blend in, and he hasn't stood out. He's just been a part of the receiver room, not the guy in the receiver room. And if he's himself, if he's healthy, if he's Steph Diggs, he should stand out in this receiver room. And the fact that he isn't is starting to get me a little nervous the closer we get to week one.
I know, because when you go back to the time they signed him, I went in with a lot of like optimism, and I knew that he was coming off an injury and what his age was. And so it wasn't a guarantee by any shot, but I was like, you know what? He's going to be good. Even if he plays 15 games, he's going to be good. Then he's already doing stuff at OTAs. He's doing stuff at training camp. He's passes his physical. He was their best receiver the first day of camp. You're like, oh, like it. My optimism
first,
was
first
was
up through every
warranted.
Drill. Yeah, he's first up through every drill. He's catching like the first two passes of every session from Drake May. Like, really stood out.
And then I even convinced myself 3, 4, 5 days removed from that okay, maybe they know what they got in him and they're kind of working everybody else in. That's how my mind worked. I'm like, all right, they got it. They got it.
We're hiding him.
But then you're like, all right, there's been enough days that have gone by and enough opportunities where he is out there. And I don't think it's nothing that when he did show up against Washington, he wasn't there for the whole practice. And some of their best work 11-on-11s, he wasn't on the field.
That's a good point.
And then when he was introduced, wasn't the best. So you're like, okay, doesn't play in the preseason game, no problem. But then in these subsequent practices, and now a joint practice yesterday, also not standing out. Now, he wasn't invisible. He was out there. That's a positive. Had a couple of cool catches. Great. But once again, like, the main plays are going to Mac Hollins, Pop Douglas, and running backs. So you're like, all right, like now I'm wondering. I thought, you know, him hitting the over on all of his betting totals was a lock once we saw him those first 2 days of camp. I'm like, he's healthy. The guy's a machine. When he's healthy, he's 1,000 yards rolling out of bed, sometimes much higher when he's in his prime and playing with Josh Allen. So even kind of grading it down a little bit, like, all right, he's 1,000 yards, 7 or 8 touchdowns. That's the kind of season. But then it's really kind of like gas pedal has been like the foot has been lifted off. And then he does the sit down with Diane Rossini. He's like, ah, we'll see about week one. I'm not all that excited about it, which I don't think is the right word he meant to say. Because he's like, I'm not excited about it. Or you mean like you're just not like putting pressure on yourself?
That's what I think. That's what I think he meant. Just listening.
Because he's like, the coaching staff's not excited about it. I'm like, what?
Right. You should be excited about being out there week one. I'm with you. I think he meant we're not like putting too much pressure on it or putting too much stock in it. Like if it happens, great.
Right.
I think it was more of that, but it was odd wording.
Yeah, like we're not all worked up. And maybe it means to him the same thing. But when I heard that, I'm like, how are you not excited? I'm excited. Like as a fan, I'm like, let's get out there. Let's see what it looks like with you out there week one when games matter. So, yeah, I would like to see maybe, you know, today you hear a couple of positive reports about him against his former team and, oh, Drake May maybe throws a couple of touchdowns and one of them's to him. Like something like that would make you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, so I agree that most of the standout plays don't involve him. They don't. I mean, go watch the clips from these practices, which we're forced to do. We're not there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big play to Mac Hollins. It's a big play to Travion Henderson. It's a one-footed throw from May to Kayshon
Even
Booty.
Early in camp, Kyle Williams, now he had lower lows, like some bad drops and things like that, miscues on interceptions, but he also had some pretty good plays.
Yeah.
You know,
the play he made on Gonzo, we were raving about. That was day one as well, and that feels like eons
that
ago.
That does, yeah.
And so I don't mean to say there's no positive highlights from Diggs. You brought up one I forgot about yesterday, Keith. It was one-on-ones, but he turned a D-back inside out. Good sign. There was another catch down the field I saw he made. It was at least in 7-on-7s. It might be 11-on-11s. I'd have to go back and watch it. Even still, after the preseason game, which he didn't suit up for against Washington, and I don't really care about that, he had a touchdown where he kind of toe-tapped in the back of the end zone. I saw that clip. But he also had a brutal drop in that same thing. So on the one hand, I'm just not reading as many positive reviews of Steph Diggs and the way he's playing. He's gotten a little case of the dropsies that happened in the scrimmage inside the stadium. It happened again in a practice the other weekend. We saw some of it on the practice field that we were at. And then you also see all the buzz is, well, Pop Douglas is always open, and he's been the best guy in camp. Kayshon Booty and Drake May, they have their connection. Mac Hollins makes a play over here. Travion Henderson's a standout over there. And none of that is inherently bad. Like I like that those guys are making plays and May has a connection with them. But if all those guys are making plays and you read about them consistently and then I don't read about Steph Diggs, that means he's not the one making plays. And I just, he should stand out on this team with this group.
Yeah, because he's what makes the whole room different. And last year, you could make the case they were either the worst wide receiver group in the NFL or 31st or 30th. Like, they were down there.
Maybe in NFL history.
In the mix.
Recent history, yeah.
With other Patriots ones. Yeah. Really, since Edelman's been gone, other Patriots receiver rooms. So they were that bad. So you add him, which should make those guys better, right? You sort of elevate them, or you put them in the proper spot, I should say. It's like, you know, the Red Sox. Had they not added Garrett Crochet, you would have been like, yeah, Bayo and Giolito are having a good year, but like they're not aces. They're not game one starters. Like, you went and got that. And you were hoping that Steph Diggs, and maybe he still can. Like, nobody's writing him off, but it's like you were hoping that he comes in, helps take Drake May, helps take this offense to another level just based on not having that type of talent for the last few years.
You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and chat there as well. I was monitoring the chat there, Keith.
People are into it?
Well, our guy Monty Mac.
Fan of the show.
Big fan of the show. One of the biggest. Said, oh, well, let's just ignore what Devin McCourty had to say about Steph Diggs. Let's not ignore it.
Let's embrace it.
What Devin McCourty had to say this morning about Steph Diggs.
Devin, were you surprised by the coach's decision to not play Steph Diggs on Friday?
No, I think with Diggs, and we talked to him after practice, and he was kind of energetic still after the joint practice with Washington. He's like, I mean, I told him I could do everything. I'm 100%. He said, but they told him, hey, you know, like, we need you in the games. We need you during those big moments. We want you to be healthy. You've done this for a while now. You've been in preseason games. You've been in practices. We just want to be smart. And I think that makes a lot of sense. As a guy who got to play 13 years, I think there is an advantage to trying to map out a plan for you to be your best in those moments. And he's out there. He's going to be playing, but coming off an ACL, and even though he looks amazing, I give them credit to say, hey, let's not take this too far. Let's not get, you know, this new receiver who we really like and just throw him out there just so we can watch him in preseason. Let's kind of be smart and you know, take it one day at a time. And I think it will pay off for them. He's playing football. They're just not throwing him out there like he's 25. They're actually thinking about, you know, the miles that he's put on his body and how to best get the best out of Diggs later in the season.
Okay, so that is encouraging.
Yeah, no, that makes it you feel a little bit better.
Two things, though. Number one, why am I listening to Devin McCourty over Diggs himself? Like, Diggs was the one who made me feel not great listening to his answer to Rossini.
Because even if Diggs told Rossini that and then Rossini reported it, I'd be like, well.
Yeah, right. No,
heard it was from Diggs. There's no debating what he said.
I'm not dismissing what Devin McCourty said. Just out of the two, I'm going to listen to Diggs over McCourty. Diggs about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Secondarily, if you're asking me, I think Diggs is going to be suited up week one, which I was way wrong about in the offseason. I didn't think that would be the case. The question is, what's he going to look like? And listening to Diggs and then just watching the production or lack thereof in camp, I'm starting to wonder what he'll look like post-injury. That's all. I'm not saying he won't be out there week one.
But he's definitely participated in way more stuff than Carlton Davis.
Yep.
And so, I mean, I'll take that as a positive. We don't even know what Davis's injury is. We know what Diggs is, and yet he's been out there for this stuff. But you are just looking for him to separate himself. And, you know, I don't really expect him to play in the game on Saturday, and then I certainly don't expect him to play in the game against the Giants to wrap up the preseason. So I think the first time we see him in a real game will be week one. But when you go back 2 months ago, I think week one was very much in question. And I know he had that weird answer with Rossini, but I'd still bet money that he plays week one.
Me too.
Which, right away, that's a positive. Now, you hope that he ends up going out and having a really good year, but you got to at least be out there to get it started.
You told me earlier his over-under is 750 for yards, right?
750 and a half.
How you feeling about that?
So, I don't know. I feel like that's really low, too. Like, all the Drake May numbers, I feel like, are really low, but they're set there for a reason. I would take the over still on Steph Diggs. I don't feel as strongly about it, but at the same time, I thought he was going to get 1,000 yards. So there's a big drop-off from that. He can have, you know, 780 yards, lead the team in receiving, maybe be one of three guys with, like, a similar receiving yards thing, which doesn't make him, like, a true number one, but it would still hit the over on that bet.
So you guys can discuss.
Did you take the over on that?
I think I take the over on 750. I'm definitely under 1,000, though.
If he plays all 17 games, that's 44 yards a game.
For 750?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should hit that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
he misses a game or two and that goes up.
But if Diggs' numbers are low, maybe that's some of why you're seeing that Drake May's numbers are low as well. 617-779-7937. We will get to Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel and to Kiefer Madness coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Pat's in Minnesota for day two of joint practices. Let's head out to Minnesota and hear from Patriots head coach and birthday boy, Mike Vrabel. Okay, interesting stuff out of the birthday boy today.
I agree with him completely on the carrot cake thing.
Oh, yeah?
Goat cake.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Ice cream cake.
No. Oh, my God. Just get regular ice cream. You don't want ice cream cake.
Oh, ice cream cake. You're
takes
so
up the whole freezer. Ice cream.
Well, yeah. Well, if you don't eat it all. If you don't eat it all.
Get yourself a carrot cake.
Yeah.
Oh, the best. Me and Vrabel just splitting a carrot cake.
I like a carrot cake. I do.
I love it.
Not a goat cake, but
it's
good cake.
Number one cake.
Very snippy there with Phil. He's asking where he went to college. You're a smart guy. I know you didn't go to Ohio State.
I think Phil went to Georgetown.
Did you really?
Which is better than Ohio State.
It's quite a good school.
It's much better than Ohio State.
He said, did you really believe what Steph Diggs told to Russini? And good job by Phil. He's like, well, I don't know. It's what he said.
That's why I'm asking you.
So what do you think?
It was a weird response.
It was.
By Vrabel.
He also said you can't predict the future.
You can try. We do it every day.
But isn't that kind of what Diggs said? Diggs is like, well, yeah, I don't know. We'll see when we get there. Like, that is kind of what he said.
True, maybe he agrees.
So Vrabel kind of said the same thing.
This is very strange. I know.
It is weird. He's like, he's going to practice today. He's been out there. He was also asked about some comments from Todd Downing.
Yeah.
Where it sounded like Diggs was upset maybe that he wasn't getting the ball as frequently as he should. I'm upset about it.
Same.
Maybe get open. But anyway, we can circle back to some of this. Good stuff there from Vrabel, who also said he thought that Drake May had a good day yesterday, leading into day two of joint practices. We'll give you more takeaways. Vrabel was a little later than expected, which means we're going to push Kiefer Madness to the 1 o'clock hour. So that's on the way. We'll give you a full Vrabel reaction, though. Interesting stuff on Steph Diggs coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.